From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Germany temporarily reinstates passport controls along its border with Austria. Germany's interior minister says the move is designed to return to the orderly processing of migrants trying to enter his country. Germany and Austria recently had agreed to simply let in the migrants across the border in a bid to alleviate a backlog of refugees waiting in Hungary. Meanwhile, Austrian police say they rescued 42 people believed to be migrants stowed away in a refrigerated flour truck on a highway near the German border on Sunday. Police say two Iraqis suspected as smugglers were arrested. Palestinians and Israeli police fought at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday. The violence broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves in the mosque and had thrown rocks and flares at police. The Israeli authorities used tear gas and threw stun grenades at Palestinian youth. Yemen's exiled government says it will not participate in UN-brokered peace talks unless Houthi rebels withdraw from captured territory. A UN resolution calls for the withdrawal. The announcement follows a number of failed attempts to get the two factions together for talks. South Sudan's government and a rebel group say they will both send senior officials to a meeting on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly on September 29th. That meeting, at the invitation of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is aimed at galvanizing the international community's support for the implementation of South Sudan's recently signed peace agreement. This is VOA News.